This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Escape by C.L. Taylor, read by Katie Scarfe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Someone is walking directly behind me, matching me pace for pace. Her perfume catches in the back of my throat, a strong, heady mix of musk and something floral, jasmine, maybe, or lily. She's so close she'd smack into me if I stopped abruptly. Why doesn't she just overtake? It's a quiet street, tucked round the back of the university, with space for half a dozen cars to park. But the pavement is easily wide enough for two people to walk abreast of each other. I speed up. Elise will be the last child left at nursery, all alone and wondering where I am. I was ready to leave work at 5 p.m. on the dot, but then a student walked into the office and burst into tears. She hadn't got her assignment in on time, and she was terrified she was going to get kicked off her course. I couldn't walk away when she was in that state. I had to talk her down. By the time she walked out of the office, she was smiling again, but sweat was pricking at my armpits. 5:15 p.m. I never leave work that late. Never.